Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome all of you fans at 516-453-6081. Get prepared today. We're going to have some of that wild discussion about angels. We're going to talk to a light worker who is certified angel oracle reader and very just fun to be around. Those of you know her as Debbie, and that's who she is. Debbie Paul is here today with Psychic Jethro. How are you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing great, Jethro. How about you?
Really good. We had friends asking, as they said, you two are both in California. How are you two doing with all of this energy? Aren't you afraid of earthquakes, Debbie?
You know, not really. I mean, there have been little earthquakes around, but nothing really major. And so as long as they're just little earthquakes, I'm glad because they help release some of the pressure so that it helps to alleviate the possibility of a bigger one. So, you know, as long as they're just little ones, I'm cool.
and I got to agree. At first, when I got here, the first couple of them had me a little woo. And then I read that, you know, those of you who know with the earth changes, there was a lot of predictions. If you look back, we should have fell off in 2018. So I'm not saying anything bad about those psychics, but I am saying we're still here. So either the math went wrong or something. And we love you guys that are asking us. Remember, go to psychicjethro.com, put in your questions you've got, and we can get those answers. Today, we're going to give away a really big prize in that we're giving a $65 half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. And I've got a couple of other prizes here for you. So you want to go ahead and get in there and contact. Some of you guys were asking me, Jethro, I put in for the show in 2014 and I won. That's fine. Go right ahead and put in again, because what you want to do is you want to be able to put in as many chances every time you listen to the show. I have a friend of mine, and we joked with her. She was one of our big winners because of the numbers, and she had put in over 60 times because she listened to the show and put in. It always is confidential. You will get an email from me and Debbie thanking you for listening. Debbie Paul, you told us on one of the shows that you had had some training and were certified. I'm very curious about how do you get to be, I know you're Reiki Master certified, but I was wondering, how do you get to be so good at your angel readings? How did it get you certified?
Well, I've gone through several different teachers. My first angel teacher and mentor, I happened upon her, it happened quite unexpectedly. But when I found her, she was into angels. And I've always loved angels from the time I was a little girl. In fact, I've loved everything metaphysical before I even knew what the word metaphysical was. And so that tells you how old I am. But, you know, it was different classes that I've taken. So I've taken some online with other teachers, and it just depends on who you feel comfortable with, if they offer certifications or different classes on the angel, which I've taken several different angel classes. Plus, I have been doing angel cards and oracle card readings forever, which has become my passion. So, well, 4 years is forever, it seems like. But, yeah, so that's how you become. You just look around, which is what I did to become certified with the angel cards, is I looked around and I found a lot of people that were doing them. And the one I felt most comfortable with is the one I went with. So you can look online. You can ask your friends. It's quite, you know, easy. Or if you want to email me, I can let you know who I work with. I mean, that's perfectly fine, too.
I love that there. Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Debbie out in California, not being scared. The guides are telling me to make sure that you are able to go and work out a very fun thing for those of you that are contacting. Jethro, I keep getting the wrong time. We have a couple of you individuals that are scheduling online. If you do ever get that, you know, you can text me at my 928 number that's right there, the number's from Sedona, and I will work with you. I know that we're having a lot of mercury. Do know that I do schedule only online. So if you call my phone, you probably won't get a pickup because I'll be on the phone reading someone else, and you will get the answering machine. And I do not, at this point, unfortunately, am able to take really walk-ins unless you call me earlier in the day and schedule you in. I, you know, I do have a pretty tight schedule for those of you that are getting in on the Zoom readings and the WebEx. We just heard that the 26th, some of the restaurants and other places as our businesses will be able to let you in. So keep us in the, you know, keep contacting. And I know all of you guys love to having the Zoom readings. I'm okay with that if you need to see me or just a phone reading. Debbie, I am really excited about this show. I have always wanted a tarot reading, and I must confess to you that I know that tarot is not something that my church or other people that I really love believe in. I am actually in my 20s, but I feel like the angel cards are something of a different nature. Can you help me explain this so I can talk to my parents about why I could have an angel reading compared to a tarot reading?
Okay, well, a lot of the there's a lot of myths and scariness about tarot, which is actually untrue. And so tarot actually started out as a parlor game way back, I think, in the 1600s. And it evolved to be something scary because back then people were uneducated and they couldn't read. And so tarot was something that people would learn and they would go. And it was kind of like a tool for almost controlling people. And so, you know, you see you get the death card, and of course you get the death card on TV. What that means is not you're going to die. And so what that means is the death card means the ending of one thing and the beginning of something new and probably something better. But a lot of people, and even in my family, there's a lot of people that think tarot is scary and that it's devil work. Well, it's really not. But the difference between tarot and the angel cards, which I do, is that you're dealing with the angels, and the angels are pure love. They want nothing more for us but our best and highest good. So when you have an angel card reading, what it is the angels are coming through, letting you know what it is you need to know. They're not always going to tell you what you want to know. And they may not always give you the answer you want, but they're going to give you the answer that you need. And it's always going to be loving, and it's always going to be guiding. Even if they tell you, no, this man you want to marry is not the one for you. They're doing that for your own good. So when it comes to the angel cards, and even angel card tarot, which I have, and I do angel tarot, is that it's all angels, and so the scary parts of tarot have been taken out of it, and it's been all revised into the lovingness of the angels and of God and of spirit. So it's not scary, and it's loving, and that's why I love the angel cards so much, because I love the angels, and it just, to me, it's a blessing that I found it. And so, yeah, so you can just let your parents know that angel oracle cards are something that's coming from God, from source, only with your highest good and with pure love, because that's all the angels are. They're pure love.
I love that. And tell them your website here, Debbie. We've got friends.
Yes, my website is angelicanduniversalenergies.com. So that's angelicanduniversalenergies.com. Yes, and it's kind of long, but I tried to come up with the name that kind of encompassed everything I do with the Reiki and the angels. So sorry if it's kind of long.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, you can pick it up there on the website. Make sure you click on those links, then you could go right to our website. And we love it. Debbie, I got to tell you, you know, I've done this a day or two maybe, but I love when I get with Debbie because she just was saying, I've had her at Circle. We're having an intense thing, and she can pick up her cards and read those pieces. For those of you today that are going to get to have that chance with her, definitely go along and get involved in the fact of setting up a time with her. They're on the schedule. And I have a couple of friends asking me, Jethro, I received some magazines in the mail with my necklace. I want to tell you thank you so much from Donna in California. I love you, Donna. And, you know, I'm so glad it got there. And the joke was I had forgot to put the CA for California. You know, I'm psychic, sometimes a little silly, but what was adorable was the zip code went in. So I'm glad that it went to you and you got your presents. And I, you know, we sent you an extra one because you had to wait a little bit because I had sent out one and it didn't get to you. So if you didn't get it, let me know. Sometimes that happens. You know, to err is human. What we really want to do is help you. And the fun of doing wild is so that we can give you that variety. Well, I know you want the variety, and they're threatening to take my pizza and other things away if I don't let Debbie talk to a few of you. So we are working on the phone. 856, how are you?
Hi, this is Laura.
Welcome, Laura. I'm going to have Debbie do a little bit of card pulling here, and I thank you very much. I'm going to work a little bit over here in the room. So are you okay, Laura? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Hi, Debbie.
Okay. Hi, Laura. So do you have a specific question, or are you just looking for guidance in general, or?
Well, I'm looking to... I want to move out of my apartment, but I can't do that yet until I get a job. So I guess a job and maybe when I can be moving, but a job first.
Okay, so you're kind of wanting to know when you might possibly find a job. Now you're looking, I'm presuming you're looking for a job.
Yes, I have some resumes out.
Okay, very good. So let's see what the angels have to say about the timing on that. So according to the angels coming through, they're saying that in the near future you're going to find a job. And so with that being the near future, understand that could be anywhere from a month to 6 months. The angels don't work on a timeline like we do, but they're saying in the near future. So it would be probably within the next 6 months. I know you probably want something sooner, but the way things are, that's how it could be. So, and they're wanting to know if you're going to get one that's going to be able for you to move out. And the cards on that one, the angels are saying yes. So it's telling you to be patient because you will be getting a job, and that job will give you the funds and the salary that you'll be able to move out on your own. So what you want to do is you just want to keep, you want to manifest that also. So what you want to do is just put out into the world that I will get my job and it will be with the amount of salary that I can afford to move out. And if you put it that I will get a job, I will have enough, put it out into the world to the angels and the universe, and it will manifest for you, which will be a little quicker in finding your job.
Okay.
Does that help?
It's kind of vague, but, you know, I will just keep going forward. Thank you.
It's a little bit. Unfortunately, they can't give you a specific time because in the near future, so which is close as they can come.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. We love all of you guys contacting in. We are going through. We're going to grab some more phones. For those of you checking out some of the things you love to do, one of the things I've got to tell you is that helping us help you this year, as we go into this, those of you who are doing some orders, I want to thank you, Rebecca, and also Danielle in Tampa, because Danielle just went ahead and bought a few items. She goes, Jethro, I want to see your show on. I love the Pampered Chef. I love your show. And now I love Debbie. Well, you got a lot of loving going on, and I'm really glad you do. Go over there and get that reading, because that's the way to get it. We're giving you a little sample here. And those of you who contacted for years, we welcome, you know, you guys doing this show and helping us with it, because it gives us the fans. Those of you who are clicking on the right, make sure you follow the show. Debbie's here every Thursday at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern time right now, p.m. And, you know, Anne Sablon, she's here on Wednesday, wilder than ever. And if you don't know by now, we also have three other people that are on the show at 4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock's easy, and now we've got a surprise wild one that's going to come in at 8 p.m. So those of you that are up 11 o'clock in the East Coast, pick up the Psyche's Gone Wild little link in your mail and listen to the really phenomenal Carol Cook. So Hope you guys are having fun. We had a friend ask me, Jethro, why do you have so many different people? You have read for almost 30 years. You seem to really enjoy bringing people in the show. And I love your guests. Don't get me wrong. I'm just curious. Real simple. Debbie is phenomenal at the angels, and Debbie is not only my friend, she's my family. She's my like sister. So when I met her and I was fortunate enough to have her come to my class, my first thought was I want to share her with the world. Debbie's a loving person. Same thing with Wild Ann. So as you guys know, for the last, 12 years here, we've been doing that. So that's why. And what I want you guys to do is I was that person that used to go in, and I am gifted, as some of you know, and I would be like, which psychic is for me? And I wanted to meet the different ones. I can tell you the people that I bring in are really not only certified, but they're the best of the best. And so when you want to go wild, you want to go wild with a safe one. And like I tease you, you wear a seatbelt because these ladies are very good. Here we go. How are you? And now we've got a little bit of a phone thing. 484, you got in today.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Tonetta calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Wonderful, Tonetta. I'm keeping things going. I know I've read from you before. I welcome you back. We love you. Would you like an angel reading with Debbie?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Tonetta. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Is there a specific question you want to ask the angels, or is it just something you want to know, or...
Yes, I would like to know. Me and Desiree had a bad falling out the beginning of August. I would like to know, when do you see her coming forward with communication and wanting to put some effort into this and work this out?
Okay, and that's a relationship that you're having, that there was a falling out?
Yes.
Okay, so looking forward in the timing cards, it's saying that you're ready. So hopefully she is, because obviously you're ready for this to be over and to be fences to be mended. I'm looking at, and it's saying in the near future. And of course, in the near future, like I said, is not something that's really predictable, but I'm thinking within the next few months that she's going to be ready to come and work it out with you. And you may need to take the first step to kind of put a feeler out there to see if she's ready to talk to you, because sometimes the hardest thing in a situation is you may need to take the first step to mend this situation, even if it may have been her her fault or whatever. And sometimes you're going to need to do that, like sort of like be the bigger person. But, you know, you're ready, so you may need to step out. And if you take baby steps, that's fine. You don't have to, you know, do something full bore or, you know, really aggressive. You can just kind of, hey, how you doing? Just something very slow and see how she reacts, and that'll give you more information on when that will be taken care of. Does that make sense to you?
Right. I have reached out to her multiple times because my daughter's father is in the ICU, and my daughter wanted to you know, have Desiree there to be supportive, and Desiree did not respond. My daughter's father had a severe brain hemorrhage and had a feeding tube, and I texted all this to Desiree multiple times in the last couple of weeks, and absolutely nothing. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm very, very upset about all this.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, absolutely, and I'm sorry about your son's father. I, you know, send angels and prayers that he's okay. You know, it's like I'm looking at the card, and it is reconsider. So I'm thinking she needs to reconsider, to stop and think about it. But it still, I think, is going to take you, you know, just kind of putting out there more. And if she, you know, she doesn't respond too much, then maybe you're just going to have to let it go. It probably won't be easy, but sometimes there comes a point when you're somewhere and this person is not responding to you, and even though you would love them to so much, it's like, okay, I just need to let this go because this isn't going to be good for me or for your daughter if she doesn't keep
right.
responding, your daughter will get upset about that. So I would give it, you know, a little more time because they are saying in the near future, maybe she'll reconsider. Just be slow about it because it could be something that, you know, maybe she's stubborn and she, you know, wants to, but she's just refusing to give in. I know people like that, so you know, there are people could be. So just hang in there, you know, just say a prayer, send up, you know, send up prayers to the angels and they will help you.
Okay.
You know, definitely. You know, Chamuel can help heal anxiety and bring peace. So, you know, you can talk to, you know, just call in Archangel Chamuel and he can help you with that.
Okay.
Antoinette, you also, we just had an outside agency from Tampa. You are a winner because she just texted me and said whoever's on the phone just won the half an hour reading. And also we have down here some books from me and some other items, some jewelry and some things that we will send you, an amethyst necklace. Really thank you. And we love Debbie. We got her in here. So if you would you know, go on psychicjetha.com, just put down confidentially where to send the prizes. We will send them to you and schedule you online for that reading. We love you. Thank you for being with me and Debbie. And please stay with us at Christmas because you are one of our regular leaders. And I love the fact you called us back.
Yes, thank you so much.
Congratulations. There was our winner, and we've got her. We loved her. And, you know, those of you tuning in from the East Coast, we're doing what we can over here to get you guys in. It is right now 4 o'clock here, 7 o'clock there. I had friends telling me, Jethro, I listened into the show, and there is a lady named Debbie Paul that is on. I would like to know why every time she talks on here, I feel my mother's presence. My mother was very much involved with a lot of the things that you are. We always tease that she would check her crystals and make sure that the people were good. She said, if the angels are with them, then we will let them come in our house. So what you want to know... So here we are. And I'm asking that...
I texted her and she said, I'm driving.
And so those of you that are tuning in, make sure you get with that. That's Debbie, and Debbie is telling us she is going to be here in just a second. So make sure you go ahead and contact Debbie at angelicanduniversalenergies.com. We are going to ask Debbie that question when she gets back here. We're having a little bit of a dump and a bump and a whoomp and a wonk, but it's okay because we're still singing that song. So those of you who do enjoy the show, remember to stay there and hang on a minute because we are having a little bit of wild things happen. Those of you who know and have worked with those of us here know that it is there. We've got her, and they brought her back around because Debbie was out flying with the angels. Here's Debbie again. Debbie, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Not Mercury is going crazy again, isn't it?
We had a wild one, and I've had this happen to me yesterday twice while I was on with Anne, and now they grab us, they take us out, it doesn't let us through. Those of you who know, I'm on a live studio here, and then we bring her back around, and we call that angel time. I don't know how much you heard, Debbie. I'm going to run back through it again. I heard of this lady named Debbie on your radio show. My question to Debbie is, my mom was always into these same things you are, and she used to use crystals and angels to tell us who was good and who was coming to the house. I want to know why every time Debbie gets on the show, my mom's crystals, because my mom is on the other side, start shaking, and I get a very fun feeling. I can't help it because I think I'm becoming addicted to Debbie's show. I'm going to be buying a reading from her real soon, just looking at my finances. Can you help me? This is Crystal over in, I'm not sure what the name of the town, but I know it's in Carolina, so we're going to spell it out. I don't have to spell it. Help her tell Crystal why the crystals are doing that, Debbie.
Well, I'll tell you, it's probably the energy. And it's possibly because I am into angel cards and I've got crystals all over my house. And so I work with crystals too. So it's probably that when you're listening to the show and I'm on, is your mother is with you and she's connecting. And they're probably shaking like that because they're saying, you know, this is a good thing. And so, and angel cards are awesome. And I think your mom also is awesome. And I know she's up there in heaven with you, watching you right now, saying, okay, you go. So, yeah, it's a good feeling. And I'm so glad and honored that you get a happy feeling when I'm on the show and you hear that. So, yeah, it's a good thing. It's just your mom acknowledging that, you know, she's with you and that she that she, you know, is happy for you that you're listening and learning about angels and Crystal.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, that you got to hear a couple of other things. I was just told we had other people talking, things happening. There was somebody riding and driving and things going. And we love you guys that are contacting us. And as you've got to see, that energy really is real. And so is our dear Debbie. We've got you guys on there checking out the sites and going in. Remember Christmas, when it comes into the holiday season, we've got a lot of big prizes. And there'll be one big winner. For those of you that are asking about the contest, I know that it is a little wild because it is Psychics Gone Wild. You want to be able to have 10 of your friends be able to contact me in one way or form from your state, and then you can take that state for whichever favorite psychic you have. We always give away prizes, and then we help those who do these things. If you're making a 5-minute video of one of ours, you're, anything that you pick up from Facebook or other outside publicity, you're able to put in there. We always ask that you do it in good taste, and then we will look it over. I must tell you, you know, a good example, you make a video, as you guys saw, for our wonderful Patty or, you know, Jan fan, or now we have Debbie and Ann, we will look it over, me and them, and make sure that it is not only appropriate, but it is in a positive light. And then that winner will be in for a $500 of a lot of prizes, everything from a year reading from Psychic Jethro. That's 4 readings, 1-hour readings. That right there is your $500 right there. Plus, you also get in for the books. You get in for the mouth. You will get a reading from Debbie, paid for by Psychics Gone Wild. So you get to choose if you put that video of whoever your favorite is. So that's why I do these things we do. I had a friend ask me last year, Jethro, I want to see that True Blue video. That's on YouTube. And if you guys remember, those are some of the quizzes I will be asking some of you when you come in on Christmas, when you want to play for those prizes. We all know that was Dina Flanagan in Kittery, Maine, and they were looking for that wild camping psychic, if you remember the video. Very excellent video. I hope you guys are having fun with it, and that's the point to do. So you guys know yesterday, Anne Sablon took Texas, because Texas sent in and 10 different ones that were connected there and wanted to know how they got Anne voted in, and I've texted the gentleman here, and he got in through it. I do love the fact that I've got you going, you know, guys, with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at this point, anything else that we can connect to you. I don't have a Dixie cup and a string, but we'll get that too. Anne is a phenomenal reader, just like Debbie. And I got to tease you guys. This is something that you guys should know for the trivia. Those are two our friends who came to me. So those are friends that are already psychic who came in. So that will be the quiz when you ask, who are the two newest readers that are very close friends, very different personalities, but very close and loving friends? The answer is Anne and Debbie, and you could win a prize. So I gave you one there. How you doing, Debbie? I know we talked real wild here. We've had a day. They spun you around with the angels. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm loving it, and I just love you, and I love your enthusiasm. We have a couple of minutes left for those of you, so we're going to tell you where to go to the sites, how to get it connected to us. We will be doing some surprise. We have a surprise psychic that is those who can guess the surprise psychic behind the screen. If the name of it will be in Psychics Gone Wild today. So if you don't know, just go look in Psychics Gone Wild room in Facebook and you can have the answer. Debbie, anything you want to tell them, how to catch you? What do you want to say to them before they push us out that door?
Well, I'm just saying that I'm always honored and blessed to be able to do a show and do readings for people, because it is my passion, and what I want to do is to give love and guidance from the angels to anyone who is interested. So that's definitely something that I'm very honored to be able to do on your show, and I thank you for doing that. If you want to get a hold of me, you can contact me through my email, which is the same as my website, which is angelicanduniversalenergies@gmail.com. Or you can always leave a text for me at area code 408-780-0567. So either those ways, and if you go to my website, it'll tell you how to get a hold of me. So, you know, if you have any questions or you want a reading or, you know, give me, you know, a text or an email. But it, I just, you know, I'll be here on Thursdays. So, you know, have your questions ready.
We love all of you guys, and I will fix our site. We just found out that the .com is not on there, but it will be when we get off the air. I love all you guys. Remember, 516-453-6081. Stay wild. It is the way to be. See you next week when Debbie flies again.